Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers from Brigade 9 who fell during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Brigade 9, also known as Oded, was established as an infantry brigade during the Independence War in 1948. From that time, it took part in all of Israel's wars. When the Yom Kippur War broke out, the brigade was under the command of Motke ben Porat and included two infantry armored battalions, the 11th and the 91st, and Tank Battalion 377. The soldiers arrived to the storage base near Haifa, and from there were moved on tracks towards the Golan Heights. The order given to the force was to stop the Syrian advance in the southern Golan at a place nicknamed the Cork of El Al. At the same time, Tank Battalion 278 from Brigade 179 had already arrived to that same location and began fighting against the Syrians. When Brigade 9 arrived, Battalion 278 joined the brigade and until the end of the war fought under the command of Brigade 9. After successfully stopping the Syrian advance, the brigade, as part of Division 146, took part in the counterattack that repelled the Syrian troops out of the Golan. The brigade, as part of the division offensive, stormed the Hushnia enclave, which you can see in front of you, looking north. It was found that the enemy had quickly constructed a well-entrenched anti-tank stronghold. Waiting in the stronghold were T-55 tanks, towed anti-tank cannons, and units of anti-tank missiles. The Syrians had even been able to lay minefields in front of the stronghold. On Talya Hill, which can be seen nearby looking east, the Syrians held an observation post and operated their artillery units from there. The rough terrain conditions, the amount of mines to maneuver around, and the hellfire that poured from the enemy turned the site into a well-fortified, almost impenetrable target, making fighting very difficult. On October 9th, the brigade made the first attempt to attack the stronghold. During the attack, 9 tanks and several armored vehicles were hit by the enemy. The attack failed, and the brigade commander instructed the tanks to retreat. The plan for the second attack was to use a stronger force from the brigade that would cover by fire the front line, while a smaller force would make a flank maneuver and attack the stronghold from its side. The attack started with heavy fire by airborne and artillery. A force of 9 Sherman tanks under the command of Deputy Battalion Commander Yehuda Arazi led the attack as planned, with the call on the radio, "In life and in death." The tanks moved forward towards the trenches in the stronghold while providing coverage to one another. They broke the mine barrier, destroyed the trucks that were fully loaded with ammunition, and did not stop until it became clear that the enemy was completely destroyed. The brigade stormed forward, crossed Hushnia, and stopped after a few kilometers close to the border between Israel and Syria. The unwavering fighting of the brigade against the Syrian array at Hushnia was one of the main reasons for the collapse of the Syrian army and the retreat from the southern Golan. In the next stage of the war, the IDF invaded into Syria and occupied a large enclave there. Battalion 11 stayed on the border to defend the former borderline between Israel and Syria. Brigade 9, with the armored battalions 377 and 278, participated as part of Division 210 in the battles that ensued in the enclave and conquered Tel Mari and Tel El Krum. Battalion 91 took part in the battle as a division mission-based force. On October 13th, an intelligence unit positioned in Tel Shar identified an Iraqi force with 35 tanks moving northwards. Tanks of Brigade 9, together with units of Brigade 679, established an ambush and just at the right time opened fire, Within a short period of time, 30 enemy tanks were destroyed. The brigade, together with other forces, took over Tel Karim, Tel Aleka, and Tel Antar. For 17 days, the brigade fought hard, bitter battles during the Yom Kippur War. Their service expressed values of friendship, determination, courage, heroism, and ingenuity. By the end of the war, the brigade arranged for defense within the Syrian enclave. Finally, for the first time from the start of the war, during the holiday of Purim, 1974, the soldiers were released from their service. Four soldiers of the brigade were decorated with the Medal of Distinguished Service, and three soldiers were given a citation for honorable mention. The brigade lost 39 soldiers in the Yom Kippur War, 9 of whom were in Battalion 278, and they are commemorated in the memorial of Brigade 179. May the memory of the fallen of the Oded Brigade 9 be blessed. Thank you for your attention.